जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Sham Kunradha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Pradip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamana Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakti Vrindavan Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Go pray on me. namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om 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 namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Who's worried? Can we get a key for you?
Yes.
Not right now, but
yes.
This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 8, Text 22. Pingala Nama Deshasi Videha Nagare Pura Tasya Me Shikshitam Kinchit Nivota Nipanandana. What's the story?
We have 27 now.
You have 27 now. I see. Okay. You started your photocopy with 27, you said it? Or what?
Yeah,
it's
like a gap from
21.
The one that has
a
photocopy?
Yeah.
The
oh, I see. So you skipped the others by making the photocopy. Economy. Counting the paisa. Okay, well, we'll follow along the as the accountants have dictated. O son of kings, previously in the city of Videha, there dwelled a prostitute named Pingala. Now please hear what I have learned from that lady. Sasvarinye kadakantam sanketa upaneshati abhutkale bahir dware vibrati rupamuttamam. Once that prostitute, desiring to bring a lover into her house, stood outside in the doorway at night, showing her beautiful form. Marga agachchato viksha purushan purushar shabha tan shupladan vitan vata kantan me nirta kamuki. O best among men, this prostitute was very anxious to get money, and as she stood on the street at night, she studied all the men passing by, thinking, oh, this one surely has money. I know he can pay the price, and I'm sure he would enjoy my company very much. Thus she thought about all the men on the street. I'm in sync with your verses here. Agateshva payateshu sa sanketo pajivani apyanyo vittavan kopi mamupaishati puridaha evam durashaya dvasta nidra dvarya valambati nirgachanti pravishati nishitam. Samapadyata. As the prostitute Pingala stood in the doorway, many men came and went, walking by her house. Her only means of sustenance was prostitution, and therefore she anxiously thought, maybe this one who's coming now is very rich. Oh, he's not stopping, but I'm sure someone else will come. Surely this man who is coming now will want to pay me for my love. And he will probably give lots of money. Thus, with vain hope, she remained leaning against the doorway, unable to finish her business and go to sleep. Out of anxiety, she would sometimes walk out toward the street, and sometimes she went back into her house. In this way, the midnight hour gradually arrived. Tasya.
Tasya.
Vitashaya,
Vitashaya,
Shushyad,
Shushyad,
Vaktraya,
Vaktraya,
Dina Chetasaha,
Dina Chetasaha,
Nirvedaha,
Nirvedaha,
Padamo,
Padamo,
Jagye,
Jagye,
Chinta,
Chinta,
Hetu,
Hetu,
Sukabaha,
Sukabaha,
Tasya vitta shaya shushya
Tasya vitta shaya shushya
Vaktraya dina chetasaha
Vaktraya dina chetasaha
Nirveda paramo jagye
Nirveda paramo jagye
Chinta hetu sukhavaha
Chinta hetu sukhavaha
Tasya vitta shaya shushya
Tasya vitta shaya shushya
Vaktraya dina chetasaha Nirveda paramo jagye
Nirveda paramo jagye
Chinta hetu sukhavaha
Chinta hetu sukhavaha
Tasya vitashaya shushya Vakchaya dina chetasa
Nirveda paramo jagye
Chinta hetu sukhavaha
Tasya
vitashaya shushya
Vaktraya dina chetasa
Nirveda paramo jagye
Chinta hetu sukhavaha
Tasya vitashaya shushya
Vaktraya dina chetasa
Nirveda paramo jagye
Chinta hetu sukhavaha
Tasya vitashaya shushya
Vaktraya dina chetasa
Nirveda paramo jagye
Chinta hetu sukhavaha
Tasya vitashaya shushya
Vaktraya dina chetasa
Nirveda paramo jagye
Chinta hetu sukhavaha
Tasyaha
Tasyaha
of her
of her
Vitta
Vitta
for money
money
Ashaya
Ashaya
by the desire
by the desire
Shushyat
Shushyat
dried up
dried up
Vaktraya
Vaktraya
Her face.
Her face.
Dina.
Dina.
Morose.
Morose.
Chetasaha.
Chetasaha.
Her mind.
Her mind.
Nirvedaha.
Nirvedaha.
Detachment.
Detachment.
Paramaha.
Paramaha.
Very great.
Very great.
Jagye.
Jagye.
Awakened.
Awakened.
Chinta.
Chinta.
Anxiety.
Anxiety.
Hetuhu.
Hetuhu.
Because of.
Because of
sukha,
sukha,
happiness,
happiness,
avahaha,
avahaha,
bringing,
bringing.
As the night wore on, the prostitute, who intensely desired money, gradually became morose, and her face dried up. Thus, being filled with anxiety for money, and most disappointed, she began to feel a great detachment from her situation. And happiness arose in her mind. Purport. It appears from these verses that on this particular night, the prostitute Pingala was not at all successful in attracting customers to her house. Being completely frustrated and disappointed, she gradually became indifferent to her situation. Thus, great suffering sometimes leads one to the path of enlightenment. Or, according to a Sanskrit proverb, disappointment gives rise to the greatest satisfaction. The prostitute had dedicated her life to satisfying the lusty desires of many men, engaging her mind, body, and words in the service of paying lovers, she completely forgot the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus her mind was most unsteady and disturbed. Finally, completely frustrated, her face and throat drying up, she began to feel indifferent to her situation, and happiness arose in her mind. Janjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Buddhade Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shabrashatam Shahagana Raghunatam Vitam Stam Sivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Stam Hey Krishna Vakurana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashadhanamaste Devi Pranamami Mori Priye Vansha Koka Rupyasya Kripa Sindho Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Chanakya Pandit says one should take nectar from a pitcher of poison or gold from a filthy place. So here also, good instruction from a prostitute. The story is beginning that she was very eager for money and hoping to attract some customers. But no luck. And finally, she became detached. And then, Sukhavaha, Chinta Hetu Sukhavaha, because of her anxiety, a sort of detachment arose. This is part of nature's arrangement of good fortune, that when one is frustrated again and again and again, one may finally say, the hell with it. Forget it. You try, and it fails, finally say, oh, forget it. And you become happy. That may happen in business, you try, finally say, let it go bankrupt, the hell of the business. It can happen with married life, you try, make it work, finally it doesn't work, you say, the hell of it. Or it may happen in the whole sphere of trying to be materially happy. It may happen in education, one tries and fails, and finally says, who wants an education anyway? One sense, it's the fox and the grapes. The fox is
jumping for the grapes and he's not getting them. Finally he says, ah, it's sour. So from one point of view, well, that's not fair to the grapes. From another point of view, that's the end of jumping and jumping. Now the fox can go on to other things. So, of course, we understand that the grapes of material enjoyment actually are sour. But sour or not, one wants to enjoy them. And one way of becoming detached is to fail. So another proverb, failure is the pillar of success. One fails to enjoy, and finally he gives up. The fool goes on trying and trying and trying to enjoy material happiness. What is that? Tripyantineha kripana bahudukabhajana. The miserly person is never satisfied. But he goes through so much trouble trying and trying and trying for happiness. Yanmaitunadi brihame di sukkamituchcham kandu yanena kariyori dukkadukkam tripyantineha kripana. They're chewing the chew again and again, trying to enjoy the happiness of maitunadi, family life, and especially sex enjoyment. Brihamedi sukha, the happiness of the materialistic householder life. And tuchcham, very paltry happiness. Kanduyanena kariyori dukkha, like rubbing two hands together to try to scratch an itch, and just getting more and more trouble. Chupyantine kripanas, the miserly person in that situation is never satisfied. Chupyantine kripanas bahudukkha pachan kandu divan. What is that? Jehetu diva. Kandu divan. What's the missing word? Anyway, the sober person detaches himself. He detaches himself. So this is, sometimes we're encouraged, our friends in material life encourage us, no, try again, try again, try again. Keep at it, you'll surely succeed. Well, sometimes there's a place for that, where we stick to something until it's successful. But here the opposite is happening, that it's a failure. There's no hope. Now it's midnight. How many customers are going to show up at 2 in the morning? They've all found another supplier, or they themselves have gone to bed, gone to sleep. It's a lost cause. It's a lost cause. So she's in anxiety and anxiety. Maybe this guy, maybe that guy. Well, that guy, look at this. And each time, disappointed, like getting slapped in the face again and again. Disappointed. Finally, just gives up. And when she gives up, then she's released from the anxiety. Now that's a gift of nature, to be so smashed and finally to become detached. There's such a thing as being smashed and still coming back for more. And she was doing that. Maybe this guy, maybe that guy. But at the point of giving up, she became indifferent. Doesn't matter. Well, I'll go on living. Happy. One is reminded of Raghunath Das Goswami, who was standing outside the temple gate at Puri after he rejected the money being sent to him by his father and uncle. He went away and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His father and uncle were searching for him. Finally, they found out where he was. They realized there was no hope of getting him back. So, all right, they were sending some servants with sufficient money to see that he was comfortably maintained. And Raghunath Das Goswami was taking the money and just using it to throw feasts for the Vaishnavas. But finally, he thought, I've taken sannyas and I'm still living on the wealth of my father and uncle. So it's, you know, something like playing tennis with the net down, you know, it's not for real. So he sent the men back, don't come. I stopped accepting their money. Then he was maintaining himself by standing with the beggars. Generally when we visit some temple, the beggars are lined up outside their little aluminum bowls and hoping, you know, Baba, Baba, somebody will give some money, somebody will give some rice, somebody will give something. So he was lined up with those beggars. He himself was begging outside the temple to maintain himself. But then he thought that I'm just like a prostitute. I'm seeing people approaching the temple, and I'm thinking, just as she's thinking here, well, this one looks like he's got money. He'll certainly come my way. Well, he didn't do anything, but maybe the next guy. And, here comes another one. No, he passed by. Well, this guy looks good. He looks generous. Maybe, no. Well, So he thought, I'm standing here just like a prostitute. Hoping that looking at each guy is a source of income. So then he gave up standing there, and he was finally getting his food by just taking the few grains from the drain at the back of the temple, washing those rejected grains very carefully, and then accepting them as his prasada. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know, because I'm not getting invitations from Raghunath. Now I hear he's not standing in front of the temple. So what's going on? No, this is how he's living. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to that place just to encourage him. And he was snatching some of those grains. Oh, Raghunath, you're eating very nicely and you're not giving anything to me. So he was snatching those grains. No, no, my lord, it's not fit for you. It's not fit. What do you mean it's not fit? It's Jagannath Prasanna. How is it not fit? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was approved and was encouraging him in that way. And Raghunath Das Goswami was also feeling transcendental happiness. That now I don't have to stand there in front of the temple thinking maybe this guy, maybe that guy. Just pretend I'm Krishna. Krishna is sending some rejected grains, that's fine. He became more happy. He was first living on the wealth of his uncle and father, then living on what people were giving, and finally just whatever Krishna is providing in the drain. And that's enough. But each step he was feeling greater happiness because greater detachment. Greater detachment. Finally, he wasn't dependent on anyone. He wasn't thinking, maybe this guy will give me food, maybe that guy will give me food. And in anxiety. That mentality can be there. Maybe this guy, maybe that guy. Finally, when we depend on Krishna, then no such anxiety. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says every occupation has its faults. You know, every there's a problem in every occupation. Here's one of the problems. You may be a good prostitute, but some nights there are no customers. Even the lion, you know, has problems getting his food, because as soon as the lion is roaming, the word goes out, but the birds start broadcasting, lion's here, lion's here. And everybody starts taking off, and his food starts running away in every direction. So even the lion, although so powerful, has problems in his occupation.
Tasya vitashaya shushyat.
Her problem came from desire. I'll get some money, I'll get some money, I'll get a guy, he'll give me money. Therefore, no illicit sex. Illicit sex means, I'll find the girl, I'll find the guy will have money, the girl will give me a good time, I can enjoy. Well, if it's not happening here, it's happening there. Well, that affair broke up, but I'm sure I'll find someone else. So the mind is always, well, this didn't work out, but that'll work out. He didn't like me, but this guy will love me. In this way, man or woman, they become mentally preoccupied. Body, mind, and words, physically, mentally, verbally, everything, all about how to enjoy. Oh, this didn't work, we could try this, that didn't work, we could try that. It didn't work, but maybe we can make it work. Trying and trying and trying to enjoy. So the intelligent person, at some point, says, this is not very good. Sense gratification doesn't work. Trying for material happiness doesn't work. Then he becomes, first he's morose. It's not working, it's not working. People become depressed. I have a disciple who works for a large multinational pharmaceutical company. So I get a little news from him now that, what's your company working on? Research, they spend billions on research. The number one item for research is antidepressants. Because that's where whoever comes up with a really good antidepressant is going to make a huge killing in the marketplace. Because the need for antidepressants is overwhelming. United States of America. I think there's some, he told me the number, like one out of five Americans is clinically depressed. That's like clinically depressed, that's not just feeling bad. That's like, what is it, DMSO-4 or something like that. There's a medical manual that's used by all the psychiatrists. It's a prescriptive manual. Every doctor knows, but I've forgotten the alphabet soup for it. Anyway, it's clinical depression. If your patient is showing this and this and this and this and this, then clinical depression. It was some number like 1 out of 5. You know, the other 4 are just moderately depressed. And that's America, the richest country with, you know, the richest, the loosest, the everythingest. But it's not working, therefore they're depressed. But here, then all right, give up. Give up. Of course, they'll give up and become totally hopeless. But from another point of view, give up and become free, then that also doesn't work. One finally has to come to the personality of Godhead. Body, mind, and words have to be engaged somewhere. One has to find happiness somewhere. Simply giving up, that's maybe the beginning. That may be the beginning. When one Prabhupada comments in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when one encounters frustration in all one's endeavors, one thinks, why am I here? And finally that happened to Arjuna. Everything culminated in something that made no sense in terms of happiness, enjoyment, and satisfaction. So what am I doing here? So detachment. Nirveda. Nirveda Paramatragya. Very great detachment arose in your mind. And because of that detachment, indifference, then she was able to look at the same situation she was in from the outside. When you're in it, you can't see it. She's standing there on the doorstep, maybe this guy, maybe that guy, making herself attractive. And just absorbed in that. When she became indifferent, when you become indifferent, you can look at it from the outside and see, what am I doing? When you're being stupid, you can't see that you're being stupid. When you become detached from the stupid thing you're doing, you look at yourself and you say, I was so stupid. I was a clown. I was a fool. But it needs detachment. The person who's insanely attached can't see his situation. He can't see that he's pig-headed, that he's obstinate, that he's foolish, that he's chasing something that's impossible or undesirable. Can't see it. When he becomes detached, the same thing that he was mad after becomes stupid. Becomes stupid. Because now he's indifferent. He's, what's the word? Neutral. From a neutral point of view, it's stupid. From the attached point of view, it's everything. A gambler. Anyone looks at a gambler and says, this guy's mad. The people spending their last rand on a lottery ticket because they saw the big poster with Mrs. McKenzie with this enormous smile on her face because she won the triple jackpot and now she has $10 million. And if you don't play, you can't win. So here they are spending their last rand on odds of 50,000 to one. Anybody, you know, any actuary, anyone who's been to college, which is why the lottery is always as a small diversion. The lottery is usually sponsored on behalf of the poor, right? To do things to help the poor, where the government is running a lottery for uplifting the poor, blah, 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 blah. But who buys the lottery tickets? It's the poor. Because anyone who's educated looks at it and says, 50,000 to one, no, I don't think I'll play. But a person who's poor and stupid looks at it and says, and sees the mantra, if you don't play, you can't win. And sees Mrs. McKenzie with that big pumpkin face smiling. Says, yeah, you know, I could win. And they're reading the, wherever it is that you go to see the numbers that are the winning numbers, and they're looking. And anybody who's neutral will look at it and say, you know, poor, stupid fool. But she'll look at it and say, well, you know, there's always a chance. But if she gives it up and becomes detached, she looks at it and says, yeah, I used to buy lottery tickets. Yeah, I probably wasted like $5,000 in lottery tickets. I never won anything. I was really stupid. So detachment From, therefore, detachment and knowledge go together. Vairagya Vidya, Nidra Bhakti Yoga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching knowledge and detachment. As long as we're attached, it screws up our knowledge. Detachment screws up our knowledge. You can't see straight when you're attached. Can't see. The people are risking their lives, you know. Every encounter is a potential death sentence from AIDS. And yet they're going on and on and on. Somebody, a sensible person says, you're mad. But they don't say that you're mad, because they're attached. Like Brahmachari, he says, so, you know, he's happy. He never thinks about AIDS. He never worries about sexually transmitted diseases. Because he's detached. But the person who wants to enjoy is always, yeah, I hope she didn't have blah, 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 blah. In anxiety and causing himself anxiety. In so many ways. And the brahmachari is detached. He couldn't care. He has no such anxiety. He has knowledge. This messing around with sex means potential AIDS, potential pregnancy, potential getting shot by her boyfriend, potential this, potential that. Worst of all, potential marriage. I have to pay for her for the next 30 years. But the person who's attached, it's love, it's excitement, it's pleasure, it's I gotta, it's whatever it is. Because he's attached, he can't see. What is that? Tasya pramatta nidhanam pashyan api pashyati. Deha pachya kalatradishu atma sanyeshu satskapi tasya pramatta nidhanam. Those who are mad, pramatta, totally mad. Pashyanapi, although they see that my wife is, like, my mother has died, my grandmother has died, this person's died, that all these people will also die. Who is that? My body will be, I can't rely on. My relatives I can't rely on. My wife I can't rely on. My children I can't rely on. They're all fallible. An intelligent person, person who has atma-tattva, spiritual knowledge, will see that. But a person devoid of spiritual knowledge, pashyanapi na pashyati, although he sees, he doesn't see. He doesn't have detachment. But detachment and knowledge go together. By knowledge also, one may get detachment. Or by detachment, one comes to knowledge. But better than both is bhakti yoga, because by bhakti yoga, you get knowledge and detachment. A person knows, but he can't detach himself. Yeah, I know, but like Dhritarashtra we were discussing the other day. I know, but he's my son. Yeah, all right, he's going to probably bring down the whole dynasty, but he's my son. Knowledge, but no detachment. Everybody knows, you know. How many posters do you have to put up before people get the idea that there's a connection between sex and AIDS? Who doesn't know? But although they know, they don't know. Although they know, they don't become detached. I know, but because they have no higher aim, no higher pleasure. And the knowledge is there in some form, but it's clouded by attachment. It's clouded by attachment. So therefore, the knowledge is not perfect, and detachment doesn't arise. Or they become detached, but they don't develop proper knowledge. They become detached from one thing, attached to another. But by bhakti yoga, janayati ashu vairagyam gyanam charyavartti, one automatically develops knowledge and detachment. Padami bhuti yogam tam yenam anupayantite. Krishna, from within the heart, gives knowledge. And by knowledge, one becomes detached. Raso varjam raso pyasya nam dushtva. He sees a higher reality, higher pleasure. He gives up the lower one by bhakti yoga. Therefore, one doesn't have to separately cultivate knowledge, with detachment. By seriously engaging in the bhakti yoga process, by hearing, by chanting, yes sir, knowledge and detachment develop. Knowledge and detachment develop. But from another point of view, if detachment somehow or other arises, it's the opportunity for developing knowledge and for developing devotional service. Therefore, we find that people who are frustrated, there's some truth to it. Oh, you must just be frustrated. That's what, yeah, that's right. I got frustrated in material life. That's why I became a monk. I got lucky. You're still imagining you can enjoy. You're still attached. I failed. I got frustrated. So that's how I got smart. What is that? Artha-artha-tijigyasu-gyanacha. The four kinds of neophyte people come to Krishna. Those who are in distress, those who are in need of money. So one way is, I'm not going to get any money, I might as well just surrender to Krishna. I'm not going to get material relief, I might as well just surrender to Krishna. When one becomes detached, one develops knowledge, one approaches. Or one approaches Krishna automatically, knowledge and detachment. One doesn't have to become frustrated to become Krishna conscious. If one is just fortunate enough to come in touch with pure devotees of the Lord, one can save oneself from so much frustration and happiness. But there are different ways. So here, Pingala, by frustration, disappointment, she is becoming detached. Okay, some questions.
I'll ask two questions in one. When you reach that point of that ultimate frustration where you're ready to throw in the towel, that's what I'm going to ask. I just want to know now, do you beg Krishna, or do you call out to Krishna, or you just say, for Krishna, this is the end, I'm just here now, you do the rest, or do you actually call out to Krishna? That's what I want to do.
You tell me, you're out there. You're out there, you tell me what you do.
I beg sometimes, or ask, but then sometimes I think, should you ask, you just say to Krishna, well, I've got this problem, Krishna. I'm just leaving the rest up to you.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't, Krishna's not your servant. You can't get Krishna to do everything for you.
That's some kind of detachment also. That I'll do it. That's detachment actually in the mode of goodness. The detachment in passion and ignorance, well, it's too much trouble, forget it. But the detachment in the mode of goodness is, I'll just do my duty. And if it succeeds, it succeeds. If it fails, it fails. My job is not the outcome, that's up to Krishna. My job is to be here, do the job, and the outcome is up to him. That's the mode of goodness. But we're trying to do something for Krishna, so then we may pray to Krishna, Krishna, I want to do some service for you.
The other part of the question is that does Krishna actually put frustration in your way?
Oh yeah. He's the most frustrating person there is. He's the original source of all frustration. That's his kindness. He makes the material world frustrated. That's his kindness. No, try, give it a try, but you'll be frustrated.
In the absence of a higher taste, can you say that like what the prostitutes bring to are basically a boga kya?
Yeah, but I think she comes to a higher platform here as we read along the story. But yeah, that comes. Like people try and try and try and they get frustrated and frustrated and they say, ah, the hell with it. Yeah, let me try again. You know, chewing the chew. Maybe you've had the experience that you're sitting, eating something, and it's not very suitable. Maybe it's not even cooked sometimes. And so, you know, you chew it. And then there's nothing else, so you kind of pick it up again. Well, maybe, you know. So that's kind of how it is, that if you don't have anything better, then you go back to chewing the chew. And that's what people are doing. They're frustrated. They're not happy. They've done it twice. They've done it 1,000 times. Still, they're not satisfied. But let me try it again. These Hollywood people, you know, they've been married 142 times and they're getting married again. This time I found true love. Yeah, then you read this divorce. Headline is next. What is it? Hope springs eternal. People go on imagining that even though it's failed so many times, this time it will. I've got a chance. I've lost so much. Every lottery ticket has been a zero. This time, I'm a gambler. Illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling are practically the same thing. Illicit sex and gambling are practically the same. One is you gamble your life these days. And you gamble all the other things we talked about, pregnancy and expense and lawsuits and what have you. But apart from that, even on the positive side, you're gambling that you're going to be happy. You're gambling that you're going to be happy. And you think that maybe it'll work because you're intoxicated. Either because you've had too many drinks or because she blinked at you or whatever it is. So intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex are practically indistinguishable. Illicit sex is also gambling and it's also a form of intoxication. I guess you could call it meat-eating, too. You're just interested in flesh.
Excuse me, some people enjoy their suffering. But once I was just in devotion in San Diego, I had a car park and I came to one man. He was as thin as a rake. He had like some breathing thing and had a breeze through or something. And he was smoking a cigarette. So I said, my dear sir, he's given us food, it's not worth the time and money. And he said, no, but I'm enjoying it. And he was coughing a bit. I gave him a book. And then a little while earlier in San Diego, I had a practice of approaching young people and telling them to give up their smoke, it's a waste of time and money. And then I said, oh, just 1 minute. I almost slipped my mind. I've got something for you. It's going to help you. What about a chance to be happy book, you know? Do you want to be happy? And a lot of 99% of them took it. And then one day I was in Horton Plaza in San Diego, and one young boy approached me. He said to me, "Do you still remember me?" I said, "Not really." He said, "Can you just sit down at the table here?" I said, "Okay." He said, "Remember about 8 months ago you gave me that chance to be happy book?" I said, "Oh yeah, now I remember." He said, "You know, I want to tell you, since I took that chance to be happy book I read, I've actually stopped smoking since that time." Hopefully, you know, we are having some effects somehow.
Yeah. Everyone in the material world is smoking. They're burning up and smoking.
If you can see those, when we finally reach the point of that suffering, now we want to get rid of that suffering or that in order to improve it. So we should see that you said as a challenge. Yeah, that's the big thing, the challenge. That's a whole new process of all too, the challenge. That could be like a whole new seminar. The challenge of overcoming or surmounting the suffering. It's a whole new subject, all right?
Yeah, the challenge is how to get past suffering. Yeah, we have. You know, every story you tell is like another evidence that material life is so miserable. And you have your, you know, from being out there, you have your experience, how they're smoking and coughing, how they're chasing this, how they're chasing that, how they're miserable. How they're miserable. So our duty is to try to rescue them. Chant and be happy. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy to take this book. And then sometimes we see that, as you're saying, if somebody says, "Remember me?" Yeah, you're person 4,622, right? But, you know, we may meet so many people and we just routinely, you know, someone takes a book and we say a few things. And we have no, most of those people we don't meet again, we have no idea. But what can happen in a person's life if he gets a book? Just from a chance encounter, apparently chance encounter with a devotee, who gives a little contribution, takes a book, his whole life can change. And that's our experience also, that practically our movement is built on people who picked up a book here, picked up a book there, met somebody, found a book. Now we're getting more stories. In the early days, we didn't have these. Now we're getting, "Yeah, my mom bought a book, you know, 30 years ago when she was in Toronto. And, you know, it was sitting on the shelf, and I asked my dad, 'What's this book?' 'I don't know, some of your mom got in Toronto, I don't know anything about it,' and picks it up and becomes a devotee." Sometimes the book takes an extra generation. What was it? Jaikesha was telling about some man from Africa who went to Paris and got a book, and then it came back, back to Africa, and then, you know, because he didn't, somehow or anyway, he sent it back to Africa, and then somebody got it and got it. Do you remember the story?
It was Teddy.
It was Teddy, right.
It was his father.
Dr. Teddy in Cape Town.
Father found a fifth canto in the airport in France.
Father found a fifth canto in the airport someplace in Paris, sent it back.
He was reading it when he came back to Congo.
He was reading it, he came back to Congo. And then he'd sometimes talk to his kids and say, "Yeah, Krishna this, Krishna that." Didn't really understand what he was reading, but sometimes he'd talk about Krishna this, Krishna that.
And his son met devotees at the university.
And his son met the devotees at the university, and it's Krishna this, Krishna that. Wait a second, Krishna this, Krishna that. My dad used to talk about Krishna this, Krishna that. Been hearing about Krishna since he was a kid. And then he's preaching to his dad, right?
Now he's preaching to his dad. Remember that book? And his dad is reading, I think, and he's like chanting. That's the BBT boomerang that we put in every book. Father gets the book, it hits the son, from the son it goes back to the father, now the father's chanting Hare Krishna. We're investigating this in BBT Africa, how to put a boomerang in every book. So far, our investigations have shown we don't need to do it, it's already there.
Maharaj, when people come to the point of frustration, like you're saying, it's very rife, getting so many antidepressants in it, but the material world or the illusion always presents so. Expert at presenting the illusion back to them.
Yeah, here you have another chance, you have another chance, this looks good. But at a certain point, a fortunate person just says, I think, well, here's another guy. Finally, Gayla. We get happy. Forget it.
Would you preach maybe more to the very depressed people?
You don't have to go looking for them. They're everyone. One out of five Americans. If that's the number. Actually, the people are those who are a little detached. And if they're not detached, they can become detached. They get a little knowledge. It can change things. But what are they being so stupid for? Something like Villa Mongo, you just got another prostitute story. Just a couple words from a prostitute. You only have so much attachment for Krishna. By those words of knowledge, you can't be catched. Sometimes just, a message is enough. Everyone's already getting beaten up by the material energy. Then he just gets, a mantra, some knowledge. That in itself may be enough for him to say, he's already a candidate for detachment. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga process is so strong. A little touch with bhakti yoga, with the devotee of Krishna, automatically he can develop knowledge and detachment. From being the most grubby, the most mad, attached person, most grossly materialistic, just lava matra shandashandhya sarvasukriva. By one moment's association with the devotee, he can become perfect. Such a powerful thing. Okay, it looks like it's time to stop. Right?
Please, can I just ask one last question?
Oh, you can definitely tell one more.
I think I'd like to ask a general question, please. Attachment, detachment.
Now I'm disappointed.
Okay.
But I won't give up. You can ask your question.
We shouldn't become attached to the results of preaching. Is that right?
Yeah. The results are finally not up to us. Yeah. We try for them with enthusiasm. But then Krishna doesn't send results. Still, Sidhya Sidhya Nirvikara Karta Satya Guruchita. In success or in failure, he doesn't change. The devotee, he succeeds, he fails, he goes on with the service. Karta Satya Guruchita. Okay? Thank you, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Siddha Siddha Nirvikara.
Is that a